A pioneer of Alaska mushing passed away earlier this week. Natalie Norris moved to Alaska in the 1940s and, along with her husband Earl, helped establish the oldest kennel for Siberian huskies in the world. Breeding and mushing huskies has stayed part of the Norris family itself. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes spoke with Iditarod veteran Lisbeth Norris about her grandmother's legacy.
Natalie Norris grew up in Lake Placid, New York in the 20s, when it was still common to see people driving dog teams. She started collecting dogs herself at a young age, eventually competing in New England sled dog races. Lisbeth Norris says that in 1946, her grandmother took the rare, brave step of moving to Alaska as a young, unmarried woman with her 9 dogs.
Shortly before her move, Grandma was featured on the cover of this national magazine. It was a picture of her in a parka with one of her big, beautiful Malamutes. And somebody mailed that magazine to my grandfather. And he was already in Alaska. And when he read that she was planning on moving out there as soon as possible, he immediately wrote to her and offered to help in any way that he could. I think he was quite smitten by her photo.
So smitten, in fact, that he met her at the dock, and not long afterwards, they married. From the beginning, Norris's life in Alaska was an inseparable combination of family, dogs, and the outdoors. The young couple established their Anadyr Siberian Husky Kennel the same year as they wed. They raised their 3 children on a homestead in Anchorage before moving to Willow in 1967, where the kennel has remained ever since. Throughout, Natalie continued racing dogs.
She was one of the earliest competitors in the Fur Rundy race in Anchorage, and she won the Women's Open North American. It was kind of the culmination of her racing career.
But the younger Norris says her grandmother's real focus and passion was on Siberian Huskies as a breed. She traveled the world, judging competitions and lecturing on the breed's traits. And that dedication to sled dogs survives in her children, Lisbeth's parents, who took over the breeding program 15 years ago.
They're athletes, and we believe that training and conditioning them for racing is the best benchmark for the breed.
Norris was extremely close with her grandmother, living in the same house with her until just a few months ago. And she says it was her grandmother's character, more than her accomplishments, that have had the greatest influence on her life.
She was really the epitome of a pioneer woman. And she was so gracious and kind to everybody that walked into that house. And she was a mentor to so many, including myself. I take a lot of comfort in knowing that, you know, I'm following in her footsteps today.
Instead of holding a formal service, the family is planning a picnic this spring, accessible by dog team, skis, or snow machines along the nearby trails named for Natalie and Earl Norris.
Well, Grandma was never a fan of big stuffy gatherings. And this year we decided, instead of having a funeral or a memorial, that we would dedicate the spring picnic to her memory and hold it in her honor.
Natalie Norris was 94. She passed away surrounded by family. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.